This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 275, the only way to stay on topic in writing task 2. You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, find out what's going wrong if you're going off topic and find out how to fix this problem. Hey, Josica, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I'm great. I had, of course, we're recording this a little bit in advance, so this is a giveaway, but yesterday was Mother's Day, so
that was
awesome.
Oh, how was that for you?
James and I had so much fun. Oh my gosh. We went to our friend's house and, she has a 16-year-old daughter. So the 2 5-year-olds and the 16-year-old made us French toast and eggs and bacon. and then I don't know, the kids just like rode bikes and we went to a bunch of parks. Oh, and then we all went and got pedicures, even the 2 5-year-old boys. Got pedicures, and this was like the happiest like these little boys have ever been. I swear, they were so happy, and like the massage chairs, and like getting their feet rubbed and stuff. Oh, so cute!
Oh, that sounds so fun. That's awesome.
It was awesome. They had like matching blue sparkly polish for their toes.
Oh, that's adorable. That's so cool. I love it. I love it. I love how that's a good idea, you know, to expose a kid, a boy, to something that normally, you know, mostly just women do, right? Yeah. As they get older. I like that idea, you know?
Exactly.
You're just kind of sending a message that nothing is off limits.
Yeah, exactly. Just from the beginning, like, don't stereotype things. Don't put, like, you don't have to put a gender on things. If you like it, like, just go do it. You don't have to be embarrassed or have this sense of, like, shame or, right, maybe other, you know, society might layer on top of these activities, which just should be fun. Who doesn't like to lay back in a massage chair and have their feet rubbed?
Yeah, and why is that only limited to women? Why do only women get to do that? I mean, who decides that? Right?
Exactly.
I love it. So you're kind of sending a bigger message to a child to say, like, just question everything, right? Question what society tells you about gender in general. Yeah.
Exactly. Or maybe like, eventually he'll get to that second step of questioning, but at least start with the step of not even having it in your head at all. You know what I mean? Like, so not even like having a pre expectation. No, that's not a word. Not even having like a preconceived notion of something having a gender in the first place.
Exactly. I mean,
he can choose to wear a tutu. I'm fine with that. And it's Portland. Nobody's going to care. So
yeah, exactly. I'm excited about the future. Like, if kids are being raised with these values, I love it. I'm excited for the future, for
when,
you know, your son grows up and other kids like him grow up, and I think that we will have a much more tolerant world at that point.
Exactly. You know? Imagine how many of these issues, like on writing task 2 or speaking part 3 on IELTS, guys, these issues come up, issues of gender, issues of education and conditioning and stereotypes. All this stuff we're talking about does come up, and it's difficult to talk about. And if you imagine, you know, like topics you might be asked about in these parts of the IELTS exam, like bullying, for example, like cyberbullying comes up. I think if these kids were raised with these ideas in the first place, the cyberbullying wouldn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. Like making, you know what I mean? Like different, you know, you're not exactly one, what I think is a gender. And so I'm going to like crush you on Facebook and make you feel like the most horrible person in the world. Like that doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, I love that. And that can be so harmful to kids and teenagers when they're the victim of bullying online.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm hopeful for the future. You know, like I said, I mean, I think things are going to change so quickly. Yeah. I mean, look how fast things changed with gay marriage in the U.S., how fast that tipped.
So fast.
Now the tipping point, we're almost beyond the tipping point in many ways when it comes to gay rights, which is a different issue, of course. But
But the marriage was a huge first step.
Oh my God, massive, massive. Our culture has really changed in terms of acceptance of that. So that's fantastic.
It's amazing. If you look at our generation or our parents' generation, any generation, well, I guess teenagers, it's normal, right? But for our generation and our parents' generation, if you would have asked any of us 5 years ago if gay marriage would be like federally, you know, that law would be passed, people would have thought that was crazy. And that's only five years ago.
5 years ago. And that shows you how, and I really think what it was more the culture, the pop culture that changed it, right?
Totally.
Certain TV shows started to become popular. It's you know, and then the government and the rules followed, the laws followed pop culture. And that's the way a change is made. You know?
Isn't it interesting looking at how pop culture can, and we look at something like it's just a sitcom or it's just a, you know, a comedy movie or whatever. But it's, if you're seeing this and this idea enters your head, like these people are cool, like they could be my friends. It's not weird. It's fine. I'm getting used to it because I'm seeing it on TV or in the movies. And it just slowly or quickly, like we're saying, becomes normal. Right. The more you're exposed to it. So that's so true that, yeah, these pop, that pop culture has so much to do with what we're thinking. And then eventually laws get changed. Like that's huge.
That's huge. That's huge. I love it. All right, that's so fascinating. So. Culture of thinking here. Culture of thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. I was just telling my friend about our culture of thinking yesterday. Okay. So, well, we're actually talking about thinking.
Yes.
Oddly enough. So a listener wrote in. It's a listener, not a student, right?
Right. This is just a listener. Yep.
And can you read her question? It got us thinking about our topic today for the podcast.
Yeah. So what the listener said, just very briefly, she says that in writing, I often go off the topic, not giving the clear answer on the essay question.
Right. So this is just brainstorming. That's all it is. If you guys take just 5 minutes on writing task two to brainstorm, then you're fine. That organizes the essay for you. When you're writing, you don't want to have to be thinking about everything at the same time. That's why we have a system of how we write, right? So.
Yeah.
Like you have to plan first. That's where you address the ideas. And then you write. And that's where you organize your ideas. And you also think about grammar and vocabulary, of course. But the writing part is really just focusing on clearly organizing your ideas. That's why in our course, we have that very simple outline that tells you the exact transition words you need to organize your ideas. So it makes that step super easy. And then in the third step of the writing process where you proofread or check your work, that's when you check your grammar and vocab carefully and raise those scores. So there's a reason for each of these steps.
Brilliant. I love how when it comes to our strategies, which we go into much more depth on in the course, each step is related directly to the scoring system. I think that is so cool. Yeah. So it sounds like, Jessica, this student is just jumping right into the essay. They're not taking that time to plan at all.
That's what it sounds like. Because if this person is going off topic, then, I mean, geez, if they did use a brainstorm, they're not using the brainstorm when they're writing. and that, you know, I guess that is a danger here to sort of disconnect the first and second steps, like thinking they're their own thing. They're not, you know, everything is interconnected. So if you're, you know, you have a strong brainstorm, we'll give you some examples of that in a second, but you need a strong brainstorm. And then as you're writing, you're constantly checking back, right? You're constantly like, you know, like twice in a paragraph, you're like, oh, what example should I use for this? Then go to your brainstorm and then use that example. So you're not coming up with ideas while you're writing. That's only done in the brainstorm. I mean, of course, if something amazing occurs to you, put it in, but still, and another thing to do, guys, just an extra little check here. While you're brainstorming, you need to also check back with the question two or three times to make sure you are focused on that.
Oh, that's
huge. You know, because I think even, when we're brainstorming, we can go off topic too, probably.
Yeah. If you've taken the IELTS exam 3, 4, 5 times and you're exhausted and tired of not understanding why you're not getting the target score that you need, then our strategies can change everything for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into our step-by-step system that works today. Go to allearsenglish.com KEYS. And Jessica, with the majority of the students that you work with in the power hours, where do they tend to go wrong? Like, they've learned these steps in our course, but then it's time to practice them, right? They have a chance to do some homework and to show you their work when they come to the power hour. Where do people typically go wrong? Or is it just all across the board?
That's a really interesting question. I actually hadn't thought about that. Oh my God. You guys, I didn't even mean to say that. That was totally natural. And that's totally something people say on the IELTS test. That was funny. but it is an interesting question. Okay. Yeah, that's funny. So the organization is always really good because everybody that signed up for the Power Hour completed the writing module and their ideas are organized fantastically because they follow this really simple outline. So that is like perfect usually.
So cool.
So I guess the two ways they go wrong is one, trying to add too many ideas. And we talked about that either last week or the week before where they try to like fit in an extra reason at the end of the body paragraph and then don't support it with like a clear example. So often it's just that like a very simple case of me looking at the body paragraph and being like, just take out that last sentence. That's seriously it. And that raises your score. That's all you have to do. And then also, if they do go off topic, and this does happen sometimes, it's because they didn't check back with the question, as I said a couple minutes ago, or when they did brainstorm, they didn't spend enough time on it. Right. Okay. And they didn't actually go as deep into the brainstorm as they should have by also adding specific examples and details. So, in the brainstorm, you guys, of course, we're always just going to write four paragraphs. If your IELTS teacher or whatever is trying to teach you a five paragraph essay, you don't need that. That's totally unnecessary. We only need four paragraphs for every question. And so therefore you only need two columns in every brainstorm, right? For paragraph two, paragraph three. So according to the question, you're usually going to write an argument essay. If you're wondering about that, go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, type in argument essay, and you can hear why this is your best bet on writing task two. So you're going to have like advantages in one column and disadvantages in the other column, or agree in one column and disagree in the other column.
Ooh, very cool. So should we do a quick example to show our listeners how we go through the brainstorming stage? You want to try that?
Totally. Okay. This is, you know that the All Ears English slogan is connection, not perfection, everyone, right? So this is seriously unplanned. I'm just choosing a random question from a website and we're just going to do our best, you know?
There you go.
Because that's the best that we can do.
I think that should be inspiring for our listeners to see again that we stay true to our slogan here. You know, we don't believe in being perfect and being pre-rehearsed for everything, and that's okay.
And we've talked about the scoring system before where, you guys, the only time you have to be completely perfect, and even native speakers can't hit this, is for a 9, right? Like most native speakers, you guys, if they take the IELTS exam, they're not going to get all 9s. At all. Like, I think 8.5 is pretty much the highest that most people get. Yeah. So, excuse me. I'm still getting over these stupid allergies. This is actually an interesting question. All right. So some people think that human history has been a journey. Wow. This is deep. Has been a journey from ignorance to knowledge. This is going to be so hard. Others argue that this underestimates the achievements of ancient cultures and overvalues our achievements. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
Oh my gosh. We're in trouble.
I really screwed the pooch on this one.
We're in trouble.
This is a tough
one. So,
luckily, even if the topic is difficult, the question itself tells you exactly what to do. So it says, discuss both these views and give your own opinion. So great. So we split this into two parts, right? So let's only focus on the first part, right? Guys, make it simple for yourself. Don't try to do too much at one time. So just focus on the first part. It says, some people think that human history has been a journey from ignorance to knowledge.
Okay. So we have to come up with examples or just data or fake research maybe to support that that idea, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So let's see. So when you're brainstorming, guys, you should write down just everything that comes to mind. Okay. Mm. So what does this make me think about? A journey from ignorance to knowledge. Well, like we talked about in the beginning of the episode, I think, human rights would show a journey from ignorance to knowledge. And then to support that, I could talk about the civil rights movement in America, how, non-white people, how they were treated in the 40s and the 50s, having separate education systems, having worse schools that they were forced to go to, and that created a lack of opportunity after that because they didn't start from the same advantage as white people, and how they even had separate water fountains. They couldn't eat at the same restaurants. I mean, there are very specific things to support that. And then that would be like the first big example. And the second big example would be feminism, how women's rights, how far women's rights have come from the 70s to the present, and how we're still fighting the glass ceiling, how, I have a good example. The women's national soccer team earn, I think, like, I don't know, 50 cents on the dollar, maybe less than the men's national soccer team, even though we win the World Cup. And play as many games and practice as hard. The women earn like 25 cents on the dollar of what the men earn. So even though we have, in the form of how we view human rights, definitely made progress from ignorance to knowledge, we still have a long way to go.
Okay. So you would put two deep examples in there, right? Two in that first paragraph right there. Or is it possible to just put one and to move on to the second paragraph to the opposite idea or no?
If it's long enough, sure. You know, if you guys could go, obviously I said a lot about my first idea. So that would be enough for a paragraph for sure. I know, you know, I mean, and in our course, we talk about this too. In a paragraph, you have topic, sentence, reason, examples. But if you can have a lot of examples, like my very specific examples about the civil rights movement, and there's so much I could say about that, but then that is enough to fill a paragraph. Then that is the strongest way to do it because it's so specific and every sentence gives me new necessary information and makes me want to go to the next sentence. Then that's perfect. Like that's exactly what you want to do.
Right. Because before we talked about the danger of going deep into one idea, building it out, and at the very end, tagging on one second idea just to feel like we've covered our bases, but to not go as deep into that second idea. Right. And that's dangerous.
Yeah. And that'll lower your score. That looks bad because the examiner's all like super stoked about reading all these awesome examples. And then all of a sudden there's this random sentence like, oh, and feminism has also made progress. And then like, that's it. Like, that makes me uncomfortable as a reader, you know? Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. What? It's like jarring. Like how?
Yeah. So they have to be equally kind of investigated in the essay for sure. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Okay. Okay, Lindsay, you have to take the next one. Okay?
No, I don't know. We might need to work together on this. I was thinking for the first example, or maybe this would be the only example I would have at the moment, something along the lines of natural healing in medicine. Like I think that for ancient cultures, they were able to kind of use the earth to heal themselves, and they knew how, although diseases did exist, but they knew how to heal themselves using different parts of the earth, you know, different natural remedies and things like that. So how would we build out a specific example? Do you have any specific examples? I'm not sure if I could go beyond being general there.
No, I can. So a specific example would be, acupuncture and just like moving from this general idea of Eastern versus Western medicine, the preventative versus the curative. And this vocabulary and ideas, guys, this is very useful on the test. But the idea of more specifically acupuncture, how this was, you know, sort of guffawed at by Western medicine for a long time up until recently, where we started realizing its real benefits for healing and preventative medicine. And it's even come so far as for us to recognize it in our healthcare plans. There's a lot of insurance plans in America that cover acupuncture. And that says something right there because they're not going to cover anything that useful.
Sure. Yeah.
So
medicine
is a great way to support that second idea. Totally.
Yeah. That's a good example. Yeah. That's the only one I had in mind. So I would probably try to build that out quite a bit with details and specific examples.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, that'd be perfect. And so, of course, we also have to give your own opinion. So you can do this in one of two ways. Whichever side you agree with, put that in paragraph three. All right. And then you start that paragraph with, nevertheless, I am of the opinion that, we do underestimate the achievements of the past. A perfect example of this is in the healthcare field, and then talk about acupuncture or whatever.
Okay. So that goes at the beginning of paragraph three?
Yeah. So save that whatever side you agree with, put that in paragraph three and be clear that that's your opinion. Or you could just stick your opinion in the conclusion. That's also fine. Either way is the same, you know, as far as scoring goes. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I like this. So the way to not go off topic is to have a really strong brainstorm. And today we got a tough question. I mean, I know. This was not easy for us. I feel like you did a great job. Just guys stumbled a little bit here. But, you know, the point is really spending time to go through. And in our course, we do show you guys exactly how much time to spend on all three steps. Mm-hmm. We give you practice exercises. You get to practice it with Jessica in the Three Keys Power Hour once you've learned the strategies.
Yeah. Because we recognize that the coming up with ideas part is really hard for a lot of people. So I do focus a lot on the brainstorming in one of the video lectures and practice worksheets.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool, Jessica. This has been a long episode, but a useful one.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Yo, this was fun. This was challenging. This was awesome.
Really interesting question, but I think we got some good ideas here, guys. Totally. I would recommend that you go back and listen to this again. And if you're ready to get into our course, you go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in today to get the real strategies to get walked through it step by step with Jessica.
There you go.
Very cool. All right. Very nice, Jessica. I'll see you here next time.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.